Thank the Lord. We certainly appreciate today. We appreciate everyone that's here with us. This is a special day. And this day, man set aside and called this Christmas. Amen. The birth of Christ. Certainly we know he wasn't born on the 25th of December. That's a given. But what is important is that he was born. And he was born a day, and I don't know what day it is, and it's not really important, but I'm glad he was born. And he was born in a manger. Praise God, and I'm grateful that we can be a part of his great celebration today. And I want to say to everyone, a Merry Christmas. And I hope you have a prosperous new year. The Lord going to give us a brand new year. And I want to have some brand new ideals. I want to have some brand new thoughts. All those old antique thoughts that you've been carrying from year in and year out, we need to drop it. We need to leave it back in the 2025 year. Amen. Let's be a new creature. More of the in 2026. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I'm excited. I get excited about this time of year. Amen. Not because we'll be eating some potato salad and collard greens and corn and mac and cheese and ham and turkey and cornbread and cranberry sauce. That's not what I'm so happy about. Come on, somebody. I'm happy because of Jesus. Amen. How many know Jesus is the reason for the season? Amen. And I love this season because I think more about the Lord. Praise God. But I want to bring a word this morning. Amen. And that word is, the Lord is the best. Hello in this place. I said the Lord is the best. Everybody else come secondary. Amen. The Lord is number one. And that's why I get excited about this time of the year, because this is a special day that we all throughout the world have our minds on in this time of the year. Amen. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that he was born, and he was born in a manger. Amen. I thank God for his virgin birth. Praise God. Amen. Some folks didn't quite understand that virgin birth, but amen, God knows how to work miracles. And I want to say he haven't stopped working miracles. He still working miracles. Some things you cannot fathom. Some things you cannot understand. But amen, that's what make God, God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I thank God, Brother Curtis, for Mary's baby. Amen. I want to bring that out. This was Mary's baby. I don't want this baby to get mixed up with nobody else's mother. Amen. But this was Mary's baby. Amen. And something about Mary's baby, it has power. When it came in the world with power. Amen. Amen. And that's what I want to let you know today. Praise God. This man was awesome. This man could work wonders. Praise God. And I'm very thankful, praise God. I want to say, if it had not been for him, where would we be? Huh? Amen. Well, none of us be here if it wasn't for the Lord. Amen. And I thank the Lord. This is the reason. This is the reason. Sometimes you wonder in your mind, what is the reason? Why is he born? Why is he here? Amen. There was a purpose for Jesus being born. Let's turn over here to Matthew, amen, the first chapter, and we want to read that 24th verse. Amen. Excuse me, I'm sorry. 121, praise God. St. Matthew, the first chapter, verse 21. It said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Ain't the Lord good in this place? Amen. Now that's the purpose of this virgin birth. That was the purpose of Jesus, amen, being born, amen, to save his people from their sins and not in their sins. Amen. Praise God. So I want each and every one to make sure, as you listening to this message this morning, to make sure that you are in the purpose of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I want to make sure that, amen, you call on the name of the Lord and he shall save you from your sins. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, if everybody in this world, amen, from the White House to your house, amen, will recognize this, that, amen, the Lord came to save us, to help us, to make us a new creature in Christ, to make us better and have good conduct and good personality, and amen, praise God. This is the purpose of Jesus, amen. So we just don't want to get our minds on the gifts and the food and all these other things, but we want to make sure our mind is on our salvation. We want to make sure our mind is on our souls, because Jesus, amen, he is a good God. Jesus is the best, and he want the best for you and I, amen. Praise God. He died for us. Amen. And I thank the Lord for his, amen, birth of Jesus Christ this morning. Praise God. Amen. And that's, you know, that's what makes him great, because he bring his greatness. He bring us salvation. He, amen, make us a new creature. He allow us to be more and more like him. Praise God. Praise the Lord good. And I tell you what, I thank God. I said, I thank God for Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, I know you may know who this man is, but I want to recommend you to him this morning. I want to tell you, amen, how important he is. I want to tell you, as I said earlier, he is the best. Praise God. I want to prove it through the word of the Lord, not what I say, but what the word has spoken. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Do you know the man? Praise God. How many in here know the man? Amen. Come on, somebody. I see some hands down. So some of us might don't know the man. Praise God. But I want to introduce you. I want to introduce you. I want to recommend you to this man of God, this man that can work miracles, this man that can save your soul, this man that can give you some peace, this man that can, amen, work wonders. Praise God. Amen. I'm excited about this man. Amen. Some people may look and act like they don't understand what's happening here and who this man is. Praise God. Sometimes people just act like they really don't know the man, but I want to let you know who he is and what he can do for you. Praise God. He can work wonders. Praise God. Ain't I good in here? Amen. Amen. I ask a question. How many know the man? Praise God. I'm going to tell you who this man is. I'm going to tell you through the word. Let's turn over here to Revelation. Let's turn over here to Revelation. Amen. Pray for us, church. We need the Lord every step of the way. I say we need the Lord every step of the way. Revelation 19. Praise God. Revelation 19. Amen. Pray for us. We need the Lord. We need the Lord. 19. And we're going to read at the 16th verse. Praise ye the Lord. I said, how many know the man? Amen. Who is this man? I want to let you know this man is the King of Kings. Ain't God good in here? I want you to know this morning that he is the Lord of Lords. The Bible said, and he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Ain't God good in here? Amen. He is the King. You got people today want to be the King. Amen. But don't know how. Amen. In order to be the King, you have to be a man of stature. You have to be a man of knowledge. Praise God. God is the King. Amen. Not just the King, but he the King of Kings. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. All these little kings under him, but he is the King of all the rest of the kings. Praise God. He stands high and he looked low. Amen. He got all power in his hand. I say he is the King of Kings. Praise God. And the Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord, good in here. So whatever you need, you can come by him and allow him to work wonders and work miracles in your life. Praise God. Amen. He ain't no just a little disabled God. He ain't no God that can't give no power. Amen. He's an all-powerful God. He's a God that can turn things around. He's a God that can work wonders and miracles. He's a God that can work in your life. Praise God. Amen. Only thing you got to do is call on him. I say he is. I say he is the King of Kings. And that's why I serve him. Praise God. Amen. And he'll come to your rescue. Anytime you need him, he's always present. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you need man. Amen. Sometimes you need people. You look around. Amen. They way across the creek. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad we got an ever-present God. I'm glad that we got a God we can call on anytime, in the morning, noon, or night. He's available. Praise God. And I thank God I serve this King. Amen. Amen. And I'm excited about this King. Make the Lord good. Praise God. That's why we need to realize, amen, Christmas is something that we need to realize. This King, that's what make Christmas, amen, because of Jesus. Praise God. He's the one we need to be all excited about. Praise ye the Lord. The big man in the red suit can't do anything for you. Amen. But we'll take your money. But I'm here to tell you the man called Jesus Christ. Amen. He's here to save you. He's here to cleanse you. He's here to make you a new creature in Christ. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. What did that say? He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, amen, this Christ, this King will make you a new creature. Ain't God good in here? And old things will pass away. And behold, all things will become new. Praise God. You got a new walk. Praise God. You have a new talk. Amen. You don't have to wait till 25th of December to get some new stuff. Come on, somebody. Somebody be sitting around waiting for, I want some new gifts. I want some new things. But I want to tell you, we need to get this new King. Amen. Praise God. You get him, you got everything. Amen. There's no wants in the Lord. Ain't that right? I said there's no wants in the Lord. This is the best man. I'm bragging about this man. I am a salesman this morning. Amen. Declaring about this man. This man is all you need. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. Can we move on a little further? Let's move on a little further, church. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. If you get it before the preacher, read clearly and loudly. Amen. It's going to show us, amen, what else he is to us. Amen. It said, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Yes, Lord. Amen. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hello in here. Let this name be displayed in you. Amen. Letting us know we don't have a temporary God, a God that works every other week, but we got a God that's everlasting. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in here? We got a God that's wonderful. Huh? How many know? Can I get a witness in this place? How many know he's wonderful? Hello in here. Ain't he so wonderful? He's so wonderful that he touched us all this morning. And he woke us up with blood running warm in our veins. He could have left us laying there. Praise God, but so many people take it for granted. They just get up and just go on with their day. But we need to realize, amen, who allowed us to get up. We talking about this king. Oh, ain't God good in here. I said we talking about this everlasting God. We talking about this wonderful God, this counselor. Amen. Anything you need, you can rely on the Lord. He's a mighty good counselor. He will tell you how to do and what to do and lead you in the straight and the narrow. Praise God. And he's a what? Mighty God. Amen. Amen. Can't you witness that? I said he's mighty. Praise God. Amen. He ain't like man. He ain't like people, praise God. He's mighty. He do wonders. He worked miracles. He fixed things. He turned things around. Things that broke. Amen. Things that need a fixing. Come on, somebody. Do you need a fixing this morning? I want to let you know he's a fixer. Hey, God good. You know the world term, when they need some drugs, they say, I need a fixer. Amen. But you don't need that kind of fixer. You need Jesus. Praise God. Jesus. He is the reason for the season. He is the best. Amen. Keep that in your mind this morning. I say he is the best. It's no comparison. Amen. To anyone can outdo God. Praise God. Ain't God good? He's always ever present. He say he's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He lasts everlasting to everlasting. It don't matter how corrupt the world may be. It don't matter who's doing what and what happened. He's still present. He's still there. He's still there all the time. He's the everlasting Father. And he is the what? Prince of Peace. Thank God good in here. Praise God. We need that Prince of Peace in this time that we're living in. He is the Prince of Peace. He started peace. The Bible said he gave peace and he coming back and he want peace to still be present with us. Praise God. This is what's happening today. Amen. In our world. Praise God. In our government. Amen. In our homes. In our schools. In our, amen, communities. Love, confusion. Amen. But I want to introduce you to the peace giver. Praise God. He's the peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Amen. He'll keep you calm and keep you in order. Praise God. Won't he do it? Praise God. I'm bragging about him this morning. I know he do a mighty good job. Praise God. I just see how he worked right in the mix of trouble, right in the mix of problems. He's there. He's there. Praise God. Amen. Anytime I need the Lord, he keep me in his peace. Ain't the Lord good? That's what we need in this incoming year. Praise God. Allow the Lord to be your prince. Huh? I said, allow the Lord to be your prince. Amen. He will be there for you. He'll show up and he'll show out. He'll do what he said he would do. And that's what makes him good. That's what makes him the best. Praise God. He the best. Amen. You ain't got to want for anything. He will supply your every need according to his riches. I'm so glad he didn't say my riches, because my riches run out. Amen. But he said according to his riches. What do you need this morning? I had some folks come up here. And amen. We had this program here and talking about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I thank God for that. Praise God. And I learned here that, you know, the Lord is love. Amen. If you ain't got love, you don't know the Lord. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible said God is love. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Love is God and God is love. Amen. Joy. Amen. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. We sung that song, Joy to the World. The Lord is come. Amen. He is here. Praise God. He can bring joy in your house. He can bring joy in my house. He can bring joy to the entire world. Praise God. Amen. That's what we need. Praise ye the Lord. Is joy. It's tired of walking around here with our heads hung down and we all down and out and we all frown up and we all confused. And amen. Come on, somebody. There's different. God got better. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Praise God. And I thank God for him being the gift of salvation. He's our special gift. Amen. The Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Thank God good. That's Christmas right there. Hello, somebody. I said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. He gave the best gift. Huh? I appreciate you. I'm not trying to complain on whatever anybody give me for Christmas. I thank you. Amen. If somebody want to bring something up here right now, I thank you for it. You can come right on. Amen. But what I want to say to you, the best gift is what he gave. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Huh? Amen. As Sister McDonald said this morning, he didn't have but one son. Some of us may have three sons. Amen. A half a dozen sons. Amen. But he gave his best, that one son. Amen. Praise God. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Ain't that good promise? Yes. We ain't got to perish. Shall not perish. And have everlasting life. Praise God. This life is not just temporary. This life ain't just for a season or 6 months or a year. But he will give us everlasting life. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for everlasting life. Amen. Thank God for his greatness this morning. Amen. He's good. Praise ye the Lord. We don't have to be weary. We don't have to be all out of shape. Praise God. We all are safe in the Lord. Amen. How many know he will produce? He will do what he say he will do. Now, I can't say that about man. Because men sometimes don't produce. They'll say they're going to do something, and they don't do nothing. Oh, wow. Not saved. Not saved, folks. That's right, not Christians. Come on, somebody. We got to be careful. The Lord produce. He do whatever he say he will do. Sometimes man will fail you. They'll tell you, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be there. I'm going to work with you right here. And you look around. None avail. But I'm so glad when we depend on the Lord. When we trust in the Lord, we have no worries. He will produce. He will do what he said he would do. Won't he do it? Amen. I say, won't he do it? How many know the Lord You know, the Lord, he give us, he just don't give us, you know, stuff that we don't need, but he give us things that we can use. And he give his best. Amen. Let's think about that word best. He give his best. In my life, I have had people to give me things. I know you're supposed to be grateful. And I was grateful when I purchased, when I received that. But after receiving it, it was good for the trash. Amen. I couldn't. This was some stuff that vegetables this person had in his garden. And they had a nice garden every year. But they was cleaning the freezer out. Instead of giving me the stuff that just came in that year, they peeled back to previous years and gave me that freezer burnt stuff. Come on, somebody. Is that how to give? You give your best. You give me that corn and them peas that you just got this season. Amen. Don't give me your stuff that you don't want. You take time and throw it in your own trash can. But I want to say that's how people do. And the Lord ain't pleased with that. And I'm going to prove right here through scripture that the Lord, when he gives the best. Amen. He's the king. He's the supreme being. Amen. He's royal. And he's going to take care of his children. So I'm so glad that, amen, I got acquainted with him years ago. I got wrapped up and tied up and tangled in him. And I ain't never let him go. Because he's a God that will do what he said he would do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many know? I said, how many know? How many know he want us to have the best? Praise God. Now, I was speaking earlier about Brother Curtis doing parables, but I got a parable I want to read here. Amen. About the prodigal son. Anybody know the biblical scripture about the prodigal son? Amen. The prodigal son. It taken from, you can read it on your own ledger, but I'm just going to put some my own little version on it. But Luke 15. It's Luke 15 chapter, verses 11 through 24. But I want to compare this to our Father. How many know the Bible said our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's our Father. So the prodigal son, in a parable, he was like the father, Jesus, to his son. Amen. And this was how we should treat people. Amen. This virgin, as the father did for his son. Amen. I know we all have some bad days and some, amen, difficult days, but you still supposed to show that love. And I want to bring this scripture this morning as Christmas. This is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is not just making sure that you and your household got everything that you need. And you ain't concerned about but you and yours. That's selfish. God ain't pleased with that. I'm so glad that the father, praise God, saw his son. And his son remembered that he had a daddy. And he didn't have no broke daddy either. He had a daddy that can provide. And I want to tell you, we're not serving a broke God either. We got a God that can provide. Amen. The prodigal son, he remembered that he had a father. Amen. That he can go to. The Bible said when he came to his senses. Huh? Come on, somebody. Sometimes we all through our life and spirit, we get out of sync sometimes. Come on. But don't do things right. Don't just act like all the time you do everything just right, because you do not. Amen. That's why we got a God. We need God to perfect us and guide us. When we get too far on the left, he'll bring us back to the right. When we get too far, amen, down, he'll pick us up. When we fall to the ground, he brushes off and say, start again. I got you. Praise God. Amen. But I remember he came back, the prodigal son did. He came back to his father after wasting all of his substance. Huh? Now, what father wants you to come back and you done wasted all your substance and all your resources? You ain't got nothing. You just left the hog pen smelling like a hog. Now you're coming back to me. I gave you my your earnings. I gave you your money, amen, your inheritance. And you went out and wasted with rowdiest living. Amen. Can I kind of bring it as the term today? You wasted with your boys. Amen. A lot of folks said, I'm going with my boys. What you going to get ready to hang out with my boys? You better leave your boys alone and hang out with the Lord. Come on, somebody. But he left and he wasted all his goods. Then he came back jobless. He came back homeless. And he came back senseless. Come on, somebody. Amen. Ain't got a dime in his pocket. Huh? Come on. But he came to his father. But I'm so glad he had a father with a father of God heart. Amen. He looked beyond his need. Hey, that's his fault. Give me that. He looked beyond his faults and saw his needs. Come on in here. He was homeless. He didn't have nowhere to stay. He was jobless. Didn't have no job. His mind was bad. He had mental illness. But what did his daddy do? He did just what the Lord would do when we get like that. Sometimes we undone. Sometimes we lost. Don't know where to go. The Lord just don't say, go. You ain't no good. You done wasted all your goods. You done, look at somebody. Amen. The Lord ain't coming back holding his nose, holding his stick. Come on. But his father, what did his father do? The Bible said his father ran. Look at God. Amen. His hands were stretched forth. And he saw his son down the road. He ran, and he kissed him on his neck and let him know, I love you, son. You still my son. Amen. I will not forsake you. Amen. Come on back. Come on. Look at God. Look at God. That's how God operates. I say that's how God operates. And that ain't only what he did. Guess what he did? Praise God. The father saw him coming, and he ran and fell on his neck. Huh? Amen. And he looked around. He instructed. Instructed them. Amen. His son and the rest of the folks. He said, you know what I want you to do? Bring me the best robe. Hear that word again, best. And then I said, the Lord will do the best. Amen. He'll give you the best. He said, go get me the best robe for my son. Huh? Come on, somebody. Huh? He didn't go and get that old wrinkle robe, that old stain robe. Praise God. He wore a 12 and you bring me a 6 size robe. Come on, but bring me the best robe. Come on, somebody. That's crease and press. Amen for a king. Thank God good. And then after you bring me a robe, I want you to put a ring on his finger. Come on, and shoes on his feet. Look at God. Won't the Lord dress you up in your dying need? Won't the Lord provide for you when you ain't got squat? Amen. Won't he appear on the scene? Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. I ain't finished. I said, I ain't finished. I'm ready. I feel the prodigal father. He was so excited. So he gave him the best robe and got a ring on his finger and praise God and put shoes on his feet. Amen. But now he's ready to party. Amen. Now I want you to go and get me the fast hat. Come on, son. Give me the fast hat. Don't bring me that bony cat. Don't bring me that handicapped cat. He's home. So bring me that fat cat. Amen. And let's party. Let's eat. Let's rejoice. Let's enjoy the greatness of the Lord. My son is home. My son is with me. I don't have to worry now. I don't have to pull my hair out and wonder if he's safe. Praise God. But I want to tell you that's a parable. God is the same way. His hand is stretched out, dear ones. He said, come. I've got what you need. You may not have anything. But when you come to me, I will provide. I will work miracles. I will give you personal Christmas. I will show you love. I will look beyond your fault. And I will see your need. Come on, somebody. You don't have to be wandering around wondering. But when you serve this big God. Come on. I said, when you serve big God, he will provide big things. So Merry Christmas to all. Amen. That's what Christmas is all about. Yes. Not so much about you. No. You and yours. And what you got. It's all about us. Yes. So thank God. Thank you. Amen. But I want to say this. Add a little bit to that story. There was a son that didn't waste his goods. He had two sons. There was one that was there all the time. There was. So he got kind of jealous. You doing all of this, blowing the trumpet for him. I've been here with you all the time. But see, we can't look at it like that.
Jesus.
What did the Bible say? He said his ways are like our ways and his thoughts are like our thoughts.
That's true. Amen.
You remember when he was given the penny for the workers? He didn't care if you came the first hour. He didn't care if you came the last hour. But every guy that got a thing. Same thing. Now, I can hear some of y'all folks on your jobs. And that's why they tell you and teach you not to talk about your money or what you get with one another in your job and how many years you've been there. Seniority. You know, the Lord don't believe in seniority. I've been here 10 years, and you just got here 3 years. And how you making the same thing y'all making? See, you did wrong.
That was right.
Because they're going to go to the boss. And you might get fired. Because he'll say, didn't I tell you, you don't discuss your wages? Amen. What is, like the Lord, what is yours is yours. Hello, somebody. And what is mine is mine. Quit talking so much.
Yes,
amen. Because you'll lose your blessing.
You'll lose it.
Amen. And whoever discusses it, they're going to be boss concerned. Miss Johnson, he called Jerry Lynn into my office. I can have a white suit on and a red shirt, doesn't matter what he has. The walking paper still works. Amen. I'm walking up in there. He said, sir, I heard you discuss your salary with Joe Lugo over here. Can you clear your desk? Take your staple, your pencil, your books, and everything. And you're going to have to find another job because it's against policy. Let us say what is yours is yours. And what is mine's is mine's. So thank the Lord for love. All of this was love that the prodigal son, the prodigal father showed to his son. So that's how we have to do. We have to show love. Regardless of the circumstance. You know, we try to prejudge. And we put our, well, I ain't give him nothing because he wasted that. He going to waste something else. No, you let the Lord lead you. And quit being so judgmental. Leave it to God. Is that all right, church?
Yes.
Amen. So that's a powerful Christmas present. And we may have some of them people in our lives, and let's give them a Christmas present this year and coming year. Let's give them that same Christmas present. Amen. Let's show love. Hug them. Kiss them. You might don't have to kiss them on the neck, but just kiss them and show them love. Pick them up. They done fell down in the pit. Pick them up and say, I help you, brother. Amen. You know, people still got some love. I was buying I was buying a big package, big box. And I was dragging it. And I had a card in my hand. Dragging it to the counter. I didn't want to pick that heavy thing up because I didn't want my back to go out.
Okay.
So I said, I'll drag it. So this nice man came over there. Sir, you want me to pick it up and put it on your basket? I said, yes, thank the Lord. I said just that, thank the Lord. He said, you said that right. He jacked that thing up and put it on my basket, my cart. I said, man. That might have been a small thing, but that showed you that he cared. He was a caring person. And I want to tell you this. Jesus cares.
Amen.